February 29th of 2024, Thursday, we will officially be closed as what you know today as Young Brothers Pharmacy. The pharmacy department will be closed. We will not have prescription files or prescription drugs. All will be transferred to Kroger Pharmacy in Cartersville. The reason being, number one, my wife and I have both turned 70 years old. But the second part is more complicated. It's something I really don't want to do, but I have to, because with the way things are now in pharmacy, particularly for independent pharmacies, is the insurance companies are basically running us out of business. I don't mean to say that in a bad way, but it's true. They don't pay us for 4 to 8 weeks, or it could be longer. The problem is I have to pay for the prescription I dispense today in a couple of days. And so there's a 1 to 2 month lag before we get money in our bank account. I've tried my best to hang on. Last 3 years, we have operated at a loss, and I'm drained. I can't go any further. And when I turned 70, it was kind of like a slap in the face. Wake up. I can't do it anymore. And I have cried tears till I can't cry tears anymore. But this building, as part of history, has always been a pharmacy since 1881. But the Young Brothers took over in 1894, and they had the Coca-Cola sign painted 1894. It stayed in their family to 1968, when my brother-in-law, Dean Cox, bought the business and the building from the Young family after he had worked here straight out of pharmacy school from 1960 to 1968. Dean worked approximately 52 years before he retired, and then unfortunately he passed away in 2018. I, William Tatum, have worked here as I got straight out of pharmacy school since July of 1977 as a pharmacist, so that's 46 years. Between the Young Brothers and our family, there's been 130 years where this store went through World War I, the Depression, World War II, then the other financial difficulties through the years, and then also, you know, all other conflicts and so forth. But the drugstore was always able to remain open. But this is kind of like the final straw that we cannot overcome. So I thank every person who's traded at Young Brothers Pharmacy and made us feel so welcome.
What is going to become of the building now?
Just the stress and decision to close the pharmacy part and sell all our prescription files to Kroger and the prescription drugs to Kroger was done only as a business decision. And it had to be. The building is still owned by me, William Tatum, which I bought from Dean Cox, my brother-in-law, and then after he passed, his estate. So the building is still mine, but I do not have a firm plan for what the building will be. We all know the building is very historic. People love to come see the Coca-Cola sign. And if you look at our signature log up front, maybe 50% of the people might sign that signature log. Some put foolish things, but the majority, and you'd be so surprised, are not just Bartow County people. They're people from all over the United States. And what I was amazed at when I looked at it recently is there's people from Europe, France, Germany, England, all those countries. And then also, as an example of how far away, I had a legitimate signature and comment from a person from Africa. So it's a worldwide known fact that that sign is the first outdoor advertising for Coca-Cola. And as long as I have anything to do with the drugstore, it will be protected and will not be defaced in any way.